Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference. Transaction processing problem identification and analysis is easier than ever. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and include a live question and answer session. From this teleconference, you'll get an early look at a new tool, the Transaction Analysis Workbench. Working with other IBM tools, it allows you to analyze transaction performance and behavioral problems by providing a platform for investigating logs and other historical data collected during transaction processing and system operations. The speakers for today's presentation are Margaret Wilson, IMS, Tools Market Manager, IBM Software Group, and Jim Martin, U.S. Representative, Fundy Software. At this time, I'd like to turn things over to our first speaker, Margaret Wilson.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another IMS Tools teleconference call. We've got exciting new news to talk to you about today. If you recall, last Tuesday on October 5th, we announced a new product, the IBM Transaction Analysis Workbench. We're going to talk to you today about that tool and how it enables you to provide transaction processing problem identification and the actual analysis easier than ever before. What you'll find out is this workbench, this tool provides a workbench, I should say. So the workbench that it provides is available to the first responder to a problem. And whether that person has experience or not, it enables them to take a look at and determine what the likely source of the problem is. Then once they've identified it, the tool Transaction Analysis Workbench also helps the subject matter expert dive deeper into the problem and resolving what the issue is. So exciting new news that we're going to hear. And joining us today to give us all that information is Jim Martin, and Jim is our U.S. representative from Fundy Software. Welcome, Jim. The floor is all yours.
Thank you, Margaret. All of you should be looking at FOIL 1, which is the title page for the presentation, and it's labeled Diagnostic Evolution for Transaction Analysis and Introducing the Transaction Analysis Workbench. I want to personally thank each of you for joining me and using your valuable time to hear about this new tool. Let's move on to FOIL 2. What we're talking about today in terms of the evolution of our transactions is that about probably 1980, transactions were pretty simple. Basically, the users of these transactions were primarily in-house employees. The data was relatively simple. It was probably stored in single type of data stores. It might have been multiple IMS data stores, but basically it was a pretty simple environment, and the data was basically a request in and a response out. If we look at that same transactional environment in today's world, quite a bit of complexity has entered the picture. Today's users of these transactions are quite often customers. They might be automated systems. We still have quite a few employees using them, but they're almost always have become much more complex because the business needs of the companies have changed significantly and demanded that the data provided to these new user group probably comes from many, many diverse locations, such as DB2, or even quite often off of the Z platform, via the use of WebSphere EMQ. If we move on to FOIL 3, we'll see that while your transactions have quite typically become very complex and now require data from quite a few data sources, the tools that we have traditionally used to analyze and especially do perhaps the deep dive, as Margaret talked about, down into and come up with a problem determination for the problem have not kept this pace, and they have not been able to expand to view all aspects of a transaction. When I talk to a CICS customer and they tell me that their CICS transaction uses IMS, DB2, and WebSphere EMQ, they say, look, that's one transaction. That's not four. We need tools that allow us to view that CICS transaction just as it is, as one transaction, and help us tie together the entire complex network of how that transaction performs. And the same is true for an IMS transaction that uses both IMS databases, DB2, and MQ. That's one transaction. That's not three. So what we have got to have in order to survive the future with these very complex CICS and IMS transactions is a tool that allows you to bring to bear many, many specific tools, both in the CICS, the IMS, and the DB2 areas, into a consolidated problem-solving approach, or as Margaret said, a workbench, that allows you to view that CICS transaction as one transaction, not four, or that IMS transaction as one transaction, not three. We move on to full four. I'd like to introduce at this time the transaction analysis workbench. Now, the analysis workbench is a framework for analysis of any transactions that execute on the System Z platform. It's not transaction manager specific. While it might appear from the contents of this presentation that it's an IMS or a CICS specific tool, that's just not true. The reason that it may appear to be an IMS or a CICS specific tool is that, let's face it, probably 99% of all the transactions on the Z platform execute as either CICS or IMS transactions. But there are other transactions out there, for example, APPC transactions, that do not use IMS or CICS, and the workbench provides analysis functionality for those particular types of transactions as well. We'll see as we work through this particular presentation today that the workbench provides a framework for solving these either IMS or CICS or any Z transaction for that matter problems. And by doing so, it can do quite a few things that are good. It can provide a point of consistency as a problem passes from one subject matter expert to another subject matter expert during the problem analysis phases. Each one of those subject matter experts can utilize the same diagnostic approach and utilize the same information that was collected one time for the problem and not have to redo a lot of work that would typically be associated with problem solutions in today's environment. It provides the framework by the use of a session manager concept. And as we look through the product in more detail, you'll see that this session manager enables you to gather data, do diagnostics, record information about the state of the current problem diagnosis phase, and many things of that nature, which allows you to analyze the problem in the most efficient manner. But I would like to emphasize again that this tool is a generic tool for the System Z platform for analysis of any transaction that execute on the Z platform. We would think that perhaps even in the future, there might be a possibility that the project would expand to provide assistance for ZOS system programmers that are not specifically transaction-oriented. But that would be a requirement for the future, and it will be important that we receive the type of help that we usually do from customers like yourself in understanding just where the product needs to go to provide you the maximum return for the time you invest in using the product. Let's move on to 4.5. An important thing to understand about any particular product or any particular tool is what are the basic goals and the premises that the tool was being developed to solve. This lists the three primary goals for the workbench, and they're not in any particular order, but the first goal I have listed here is to enable productivity by lower-skilled staff members or perhaps junior members in doing problem determination or analysis. And let's face it, as I talk around the country and I look out over the audience, quite often the members of the audience are very senior people. And so it's very critical to us that we can attract new and younger people into our particular end of the industry so that we can continue to provide the same level of problem analysis and support that your end users are used to and that your companies need if they're going to be able to maintain the viability of CICS and IMS and DB2 and WebSphere and Vue type of products. The second goal, as Margaret indicated, is to allow the first responder to the problem to be able to come up with the most likely area that is causing the problem. And, you know, we all understand that depending upon what our environment is like, the person responsible for taking the initial problem call may or may not be a subject matter expert in the actual problem area that's causing the problem. They likely are a subject expert in one of the areas of the problem, but perhaps not in the area that's likely to be the problem. I was talking with one customer a couple of weeks ago, and they said, well, we get all of our transactions in through WebSphere MQ, so every time there's a problem, it's always WebSphere MQ, but that's typically not true. So that's what we're going to, trying to provide here. Because we find that some customers, they actually have what would be like IBM level 2 teams that actually do the initial problem determination on many of the problems to try to assign the problem to the correct subject matter expert initially. And then once the subject matter expert has been assigned to the problem, to allow a deep dive, as Margaret said, down into the problem to actually solve the problem. And the workbench is designed to provide synergistic support to many tools, not just the tools that you're going to see in this particular presentation, but tools such as the DB2 Log Analyzer or DB2 PM or any tools that you may use in your tool bag. Now, we also expect that if we haven't been able to provide synergistic support for a particular tool, that you'll still be able to use that tool outside of the workbench using the data that's available in the workbench. And we'll see more and more examples of that as we dive deeper into the product. Let's move on to Foil 6. Now, this foil shows today's environment for a couple of the primary tools that are used for transaction and reporting and analysis in the CICS and IMS and DB2 arenas. Now, on the left is the CICS Performance Analyzer, which is a predominant tool to investigate and report on the performance characteristics of CICS. On the right are two of the tools that are predominantly used by customers in the IMS arena, the IMS Performance Analyzer and the IMS Problem Investigator. And those two tools work together to some degree for an IMS environment, but when the transaction is a CICS and IMS DB control transaction, then there is absolutely no integration. You have to manually tie the transaction execution reported by CICS to the transaction executions reported in the IMS log and other IMS sources of data. So that's today's environment. Let's move on to Foil 7. Foil 7 shows what the new environment using the transaction and analysis workbench will look like. At the bottom, you see the transaction analysis workbench, and it encompasses the three products that we saw in Foil 6, the CICS Performance Analyzer and the IMS Performance Analyzer and Problem Investigator. And along with that, we see that additional sources of data have been added by the workbench, such as the certain SMF records, the data from the Opera log, which is ZOS syslog data, and other data sources. Some examples of other data sources we're hoping to be able to include in the workbench would be output of the reporting of the application performance analysis tool so that we can get some idea of the perhaps the application impact on the transaction analysis that we're doing. And what we'll see here is now that we are beginning to integrate, using the framework provided by the analysis workbench, all of the subsystems that affect your transactions today so that we can report on them as one transaction, not the three or the four that we currently do today. Let's move on to Foil 8. This foil shows some additional sources of data that's available to you via the transaction analysis workbench in terms of solving and working on the problems that you have. In addition to the traditional CICS and IMS resource data, we see that there's SMF data that will allow us to report on ZOS-specific type of information similar to the type of information that you might get from an RMF report. Now, it's very important that you understand that the workbench provides some reporting about ZOS-specific metrics and other types of subsystem information, but it's merely a start in that area to be able to help that first responder with their initial analysis and assignment to the right subject matter expert. In no way are we attempting to replace products like RMF or the DB2 log analyzer or DB2PM or anything of that nature, but merely enough information to try to make it simple for that first responder to get the right subject matter expert involved as soon as possible. And you can see there's some other examples, some WebSphere address space performance information, or MQ and DB2 external subsystem performance information, as well as the APPC transaction performance information from SMF, so that now, for the first time, APPC transaction information will be available to see how it might be impacting the end-user performance metrics for an IMS transaction, perhaps, that uses APPC front ends. If we move on to FOIL 9, let's really begin to talk about the analysis workbench and how it's all put together so to see just exactly what benefit it provides. Now, the session manager is the heart of the product in terms of providing that framework that I've talked about in terms of problem analysis. Now, the first thing that you do with a session manager is you register the problem. Now, I'm sure that many of you, if not all of you, have in-house problem registration and problem tracking systems. Again, we're not trying to replace those systems, but what we do is we do allow you in the registration record some place to put the ticket number, perhaps, that you have registered with your problem tracking system so that you have at least a logical tie between the session, the problem determination session in the workbench, and your problem tracking system that you use in-house. Now, a second thing that the session manager allows, and a very key, especially, I think, to the initial responder, the first responder's diagnostic episode, is the ability to automate the acquisition of the data that you need to work on the problem. Because, let's face it, if the problem is very complex and it includes the types of data sources that I've listed here, IMS, DB2, CICS, SMF, or OperLog, if you're not a subject matter expert in all of those, it might not be simple for you to gain access to the data from SMF or the data from the OperLog, et cetera, et cetera. So the session manager provides the ability for you to ask for data associated with your problem based upon, for instance, a date and time associated with the problem, and the workbench will submit the batch jobs or take whatever steps necessary to go out and accumulate and extract and record the data specific to the particular problem for those subsystems. And once it's recorded in the session manager, then that data that you've obtained is available to anyone else that works on the problem as the transaction analysis processes through its normal life cycle. Some of you may be familiar with the problem investigator and you know recognize it as a tool that can really leverage your productivity when looking at certain types of logs, such as the IMS log or the DB2 or the WebSphere MQ log or a Megamon TRF for monitor data. But one of the issues with that particular product is that as you're looking at these event records, you can place tags in the log so that you can very quickly return to a log record or an event of some sort that you thought might be very important to the analysis of your problem. And so if you have very many of those tag sets, set, once you leave that particular PI session, all of those tags are lost, and that's not very good. So the session manager includes a resume or a checkpoint, if you will, type of facility, which will allow you us to remember the session manager to remember those tags that you set within those data sources, so that when you re-enter the session, those tags are reinstated so that you don't have to go through that oftentimes laborious process of finding those records again. Also, as you would probably with any particular problem session that you're doing today, as you work through the problem, you might very well be taking notes to a piece of paper to things that you found that you either didn't understand or you think might be important, but you don't have enough data yet to really see how it all fits together. I know quite often when I'm working on a problem, I might have two or three pages of notes that I've acquired. So the product gives you the ability to create those notes as you're working through a resolution, which might be important for your review or to a colleague that you pass the problem on another shift or to another subject matter expert. And as you would expect, the ability to assign the problem initially to an individual and then reassign that problem to another colleague or subject matter expert as the problem analysis session continues. And we'll see here in a little bit that the product uses the PI style interactive analysis to look at things like logs and other types of data such as SMF or OPER log data, so that once you have a similar way of looking at everything, and the problem, the session manager also will enable you to run reports that are specific to the problem. And we'll see some more examples of that as we continue on through the presentation. Let's move on to full 10, which is labeled collecting the required data for problem analysis. As we work through a particular problem, we know that usually we won't solve the problem until we have gathered all of the data associated with the problem that it takes for us to fully understand what's going on. And in that process of gathering that data, we'll have to include a lot of things, such as remembering the data that was collected. Quite often when I'm working on a problem today, as I get various different data sets associated with a particular problem, I may jot them down on a piece of paper or create a notepad entry on my PC, something that I can save the data set names and all of the various different type of information as I collect them. So as I go back later to work on the problem, or I need to refer back to something that I saw in an earlier part of the problem determination session, I can remember what data that I've got that's associated with this particular problem, because we probably all work on more than one problem at a time of various different priorities, but sooner or later the goal is to get them all fixed, and as a result of that, we need to remember the data that we've got collected for each of those particular problems, so that when we come back to them, we can get back to work on solving the problem with the least amount of front-end work just to get restarted in the problem determination. And really, usually, we have to look at the data that we've collected in transaction lifecycle sequence. And, because many of the times we've used traces throughout our diagnostic careers, and the key important thing about traces is they show you what occurred in the life cycle sequence. And that's oftentimes very critical to being able to understand what the problem is and how it results in the problem. So now we have a need, a requirement, that we not only be able to remember the data that was collected, but also need to be able to view that data in transaction life cycle sequence and view all of the data that we've captured for this particular problem in merged together, so that it all now is shown to us in transaction lifecycle order in a single view, because it's that single view of the data associated with the problem that we're working on that to me is the most important in terms of being able to visually picture what might be going on and what might be causing the problem. And once we get to that stage where we've got it all laid out in front of us so that we can work on the problem in a method that's very highly visual, intuitive, and visual, and provides the information that we need in a very visual manner, then we will be the most productive and most likely able to achieve a quick and complete resolution of the particular problem. And again, remember, as customers have told me many times before, the product that does this has to have the capability to look at transactions as one transaction, not the three or four transactions that the tools today use to allow us to understand what's going on with the particular problem. And I've talked about this quite a bit already, but a key to problem analysis, and you know it from all the problems that you work on today, is that as the more complex the problem is, quite often the more data you have to gather about that particular problem, and the ultimate solution to that problem cannot be determined until you've gathered the right data that actually shows or unlocks what the problem is. And that's the way the data collection phase of the session manager is oriented, where is you're not, if it's a complex IMS, CICS, DB2, WebSphere, MQ transaction, you're probably not going to gather all of that data up front. You're going to gather that data in episodes until you've got the right amount of data for that first responder to make his initial call as the most likely cause of the problem, or for the subject matter expert to solve the problem during its deep dive episodes. And remember, what we're really trying to do, as I've said many times, is look at the transaction as one, not three or four that we have to often today. Let's move on to full 11. And this is an example of some of the reporting I was talking about in the workbench. And this reporting is done not expecting you to be a subject matter expert, because it's probably intended to be perhaps of most value to that first responder. It uses tools like IMSPA and IMS and CICSPA for some of this reporting, but it also has transaction analysis workbench unique reporting, which is I show in the bottom half of the foil in the darker blue, that is intended to give you, or that first responder, or anyone looking at it, a view of what the overall transaction characteristics are. And again, you're not expected to be a subject matter expert in IMSPA or CICSPA. You request these reports by categories, and the workbench submits the proper jobs to obtain the reports that you need to do that first analysis phase. Let's move on to full 12, and let me introduce a process or a concept that I call signatures. And I think that over time, signatures may prove to be the way that we really enable that first responder to be successful in finding that most likely culprit or source of the problem. But it's basically the ability for you to record what you believe to be the norm for a transaction. And we're not exactly sure what those signatures will ultimately look like. They may be just the performance metrics from the various different tools that the workbench has synergistic associations with, or they might be actual event record formats off of log records or something of that particular nature. But the key is that quite often when we're working on a problem today, is and the customer says, well, your performance is bad today, the first thing we often ask is, well, what changed? And, you know, quite often the answer is nothing, but be that as it may, that's what we're attempting to do with signatures, is to let you record it when it's good and compare it when it's not so good, to be able to highlight the area that appears to be the area most likely to be causing the problem. Now, I think we all understand, I'm certainly not naive enough to think that we've got this where it needs to be at the first level introduction of the product. And it will take customers like yourself working with us in order to really help us understand just how we have got to orient this so that we can achieve that number two goal of enabling that first responder. Let's move on to Full 13 and see just another example of the type of reporting for that first responder. Here again, this is a DB2 example that shows that we're getting a lot of DB2 locking and timeouts. And that might be what the cause of the problem is. And that might be unusual for this particular thread or this particular type of transaction or plan to have those types of deadlocks. And maybe something has happened that is responsible for that. So let's move on to Full 14 and talk about the additional capabilities of that PI-style interactive diagnosis that we're putting into PI to support the transaction analysis workbench. And we can see from this particular foil that PI will now support the MBS offer log so that we can actually view the data from the system log, and you'll see several new classes of SMS data that's being supported by PI now. The CICS SMF records, DB2 threat accounting, DB2 IFKIDS, and it can either, the data can come from either standard type SMF data sets or accumulated data sets that many customers have in their organizations, or directly from the live SMF logger stream, if that's the way you want to. Also, PI continues to evolve in the IMS space with support for the Omegamon application trace facility records and new support for synchronous callout for IMS that was introduced as an SPE in version 10. Let's move on to Full 15, and this is just a sample of what I'm talking about when an IMS and a DB2 transaction runs into problem. You can see that this is a screenshot from PI, and the first part of it from the IMS 01 record down to the 5600 thread created for ESAF record are examples of events on the IMS log. Then follow the 66, which are your DB2 performance from the DB2 IFKID type of records. And you can also see over on the right the relative time as the transaction processes through its life cycle. This is done by selecting time base of relative for the in the problem investigator product. You can also see that immediately following the DB2 performance information is an extracted and merged view of some syslog data that references a log switch on the DB2 subsystem. And then we're beginning back to the 5600 sign-on to ESAF for SSID CSQ6. Now we're back into IMS event records from the IMS log and through the end of the transaction. So you can see that if you're familiar with PI or you're a PI user, we've extended, again, the merging capability and the ability of PI to recognize and deal with new types of data, in this case, SMF data and operator log data, to again try to remove, you've heard me talk about black holes, try to remove as many black holes as we can and assist you in your problem determination. We move on to Full 16. We see an example of the same type of information for IMS, DB2, and MQ. And I won't go over this in great detail, but you can see that there are log records from IMS, DB2, and MQ, as well as the WebSphere Type 74s, which are WebSphere MQ accounting Class 1 and Class 3 records. So, again, just more in our quest to bring you more information to bear on your problem determination needs. Let's move on to Full 17. And I won't spend a lot of time here, but remember I talked earlier in the presentation that if you were a CICSDB control customer using CICSPA and IMSPA, you had to manually tie things together. Well, with the workbench, that's no longer true. The workbench solves that problem, automatically associates with the CICS SMF data to the IMS logs and or other IMS types of information so that you can view that CICS IMS transaction as one transaction, not two in this case. Move on to FOIL 18, and you'll see an example of the problem investigator reporting in a CICS transaction-owning region and application-owning region, as well as associated with DB control in terms of tracking a transaction. So you can see the various different CICS transactions from CICS CMF for the TOR and AOR regions. Accompanying that is the transaction index for the IMS transaction that was built by the IMS Performance Analyzer, and then the individual database updates and sync point records associated with the processing of the CICS DB control transaction in the IMS system where the actual database calls and IMS sync point occurred. So here again, just more information that allows us to understand more and more about what's going on in those transactions so we can look at them in a consolidated manner. Let's move on to the next FOIL, which doesn't have a FOIL number on it, but it's labeled CICS CMF Transaction Statistics Formatted. And you can see that with the problem investigator, we have selected one of the CICS CMF records, and the problem investigator has expanded that and show us the desect for that particular CMF record, which is in the yellow, along with the data contained within the record, which is in the green. So as you can see, there's a wealth of information in those CMF records. And one of the bad things about these CMF records is CICS writes them when the transaction finishes. So they are essentially buckets of information, and they have some counters and some performance metrics within them, but they're not easy to see the life cycle of a CICS transaction because there's only one record, as opposed to the IMS log where you get many events on the IMS log, which makes the visual acuity of the IMS transaction perhaps a little easier to see. If we move on to the next FOIL, which is FOIL 20, we'll come to the summary here of the product. So the transaction analysis workbench, as I've said many times during the presentation, is a product that is not specific to IMS or CICS, but executes for any transaction environment on the Z platform. And it does that, again, by bringing to bear and creating synergism between popular products used for current transaction analysis, such as the IMS and CICS performance analyzers, the IMS problem investigator, perhaps the DB2 log analyzer, perhaps DB2PM, perhaps the application performance analysis tool. Any type of IBM products that we can create a synergistic environment, we hope to be able to include in the transaction analysis workbench. Because, you know, when I work on a particular problem today, I quite often may have information on multiple screens or multiple TSO sessions or what have you. And you have to bounce back and forth between these sessions in order to really get a picture, the total picture of what's going on within the particular transaction. And so to me, it's much simpler when the product that I'm working with shows me all of the information about the problem or the transaction lifecycle in a single screen in the chronological order of events as they occurred. And to me, that's the most intuitive and visually intuitive way of understanding what's going on with a particular problem. And that's what it's really going to take as we progress over the next few years and the transactions, our CICS and IMIS transactions, become even more complex, perhaps, because of the ability, for instance, of IMS to support some of the open database protocols available to the application development teams using open system concepts such as the DRDA for access to IMS data through IMS Connect. When we begin to get into those particular environments, it's even more critical that we have tools that can deliver help in all the aspects of that transaction's life cycle, not just the unique portion that executed in IMS or just the unique portion that executed in IMS Connect. So, and also, again, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to us in the IMS world and the CICS world as well to be able to attract new talent into our particular skill area of system programming, database analysis, and things of that, administration and things of that nature. And we need to provide these people ways to receive the training so that they can become subject matter experts and ways to become productive and not just feel like the Maytag repairman that we've heard about so many times and be able to really improve their skills, be productive, and feel like a member of the team at the earliest possible time. So with that, I'd like to turn the session back over to the operator for a question and answer period.
Thank you, Margaret and Jim. Now we'd like to ask that you participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a Q&A session with the presenters. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key, followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. For our first question, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. Was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference at the right level, press star 1, not technical enough, press star 2, or if it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Question 3. As the system programmer responsible for transactional analysis, would you like to be able to more easily identify problems caused by external events and pinpoint the cause of the problem? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. If not sure or need more information, press star 3. Do you have the need for a tool that provides interactive analysis that enables you to track an individual transaction and identify the significant events in its life cycle? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Or if not sure or need more information, press star 3. Would you like to be able to reduce the time it takes to locate the various offline data sets and files required for the batch reporting and interactive problems diagnosis? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Or if you're not sure or need more information, press star 3. And our final question today. We hope you enjoyed the teleconference. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1, or if not desired at this time, press star 2. And we thank you all for your responses. At this time, we'd like to take your questions. If you do have a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone at this time. Again, for questions, that is star 1. We'll pause for just a moment. And once again, for questions, that is star 1. And we'll go first to Colin Pierce with Merrill Lynch.
Oh, hello. I just wondered if you plan to bring the Tivoli Omegamon product into this real-time analysis transactional workbench in the future.
Yes, that's a very good question. And we will support or intend to support all of the outputs of the Omegamon products, such as the TRF for IMS and the ATF for the Application Trace Facility for IMS and DB2 and WebSphere MQ. you need to keep in mind that the role of Omegamon is a real-time monitoring environment, and the role of the workbench is to do analysis of the problem post-episode. What I mean by that is, you know, typically when you're using a tool like Omegamon, you have a certain amount of pain or you have a problem, and you use Omegamon to analyze what that pain is and take whatever action necessary to stop the pain. You cancel a transaction, you add additional regions, you take some corrective action, but you then typically have to follow that up with an analysis of what caused the problem in the first place. And that's what the analysis workbench is intended to do, is to take and post-process the environment to help you there. An example of what we would like to be able to do with Omegamon, for instance, is say if during the Omegamon diagnostic session you could automatically trigger something such as the execution of the Application Performance Analyzer product to do a analysis of the transactional environment. Then the workbench might take that output from the APA and do the reporting and help you with the analysis of what actually caused the problem, so you don't have to go through that pain over and over.
Understand. Thank you.
And once again, for any further questions, that's star 1 at this time. And Mr. Martin, we appear to have no further questions. I'll turn the conference back to you for closing remarks.
Okay. Well, it's been my pleasure to share this new product, the Transaction Analysis Workbench, with you today. We as the developers of the product are very excited about the product, and I hope that what I've been able to share with you about the product excites you as well. So thanks again for taking this time out of your valuable day, and I'll return it back to the operator.
Thank you. That concludes today's conference. Thank you all for joining us.